You know, another interesting thing about Todd, he always said that if he had another life to live, he would have liked to write about the Unabomber in the same way that he wrote about Dillinger. The Unabomber really fascinated him. He wanted to go there, to into that. I mean, Todd could talk about the Alamo. He was not only a scholar of, 1920s, Mississippi River Delta, upper Mississippi, what do they call it geographically, the Mississippi River Valley, Tommy Gun bank robbers. He knew all that stuff cold. And he also knew the Wild West gunfighters. He had that down cold historically as a scholar, but he was more than that. He was a psychic scholar. He would go down into it. As you all know, you're here. He would go into those places and look around. Another thing I think I should tell about, I always laugh, we did a lot of radio, we slowly developed over the years a radio show that we called, we originally called it Crime Jazz, and then it sort of morphed into two things. One was more of a bank robber style of crime jazz, and the other one was just noir. And I always laughed that we would never get an award for it, even though the shows were on a level of a 10 scale, there were about 25. They were just amazingly good. But the people that give away awards don't give away awards for that sort of poetry. Todd was, let's face it, it was difficult for PC crowd. In fact, I would always have to ask the radio station manager, I would ask him, I would say, I'm bringing Todd up in about 3 months, I got a schedule, we're working on it. Or I would ask him, I go, has it been too soon? I just had Todd on, but we have this other thing we want to do, and he'd go, bring him. He was completely behind Todd, the station manager, Richard Town of KUNM. But he would have to know in advance, because he would have to field a lot of phone calls. And there was a lot of people that didn't like to be frightened in that way. And that Richard gladly did that. He said it was the last time I talked with him, he said it was a gift to have Todd Moore on our airwaves. I want to have a friend of mine from Salt Lake come up here and help me remember a story, a Todd Moore story named Brent Leak. And then, Alex, I'm going to have Tony come up and then Alex Gildson. But Tony Maffey is here from Pueblo, Colorado, and he's one of Todd's closest friends. The first Salt Lake City kid has got to come up here. Brent Leak just drove down. And you reminded me of this story. Brent would come down and be, in fact, you were a part of one of the productions with Todd. You were here to watch
right.
that radio show come down.